Kiravos, I hope all is well, at least as well as it can be by you and your families. Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Nun Tes. And again, obviously, I feel like we're going to be saying this for a while, right? Our learning should be Lili Nishmas, those who have been murdered, and Sahal and the soldiers that are going into fight, and all of Am Yisrael who needs a refuah shleima. Mitzvah Shem, we should have Nisim v'Niflos and a Gula Shleima v'Karov. All right, but the best thing we can do is learn Torah, and that's what we're going to do right now. Says the Gemara. The Gemara was starting Baruch Hashem, the third parak in Maseches Kiddushin, the second to last parak, right, in Seder Noshim. And the parak starts off like this, right, on Nun Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Omer Chaver Tzeva Kaddish Leisha Plonis. Guy says, he says to his friend, you know what, go and marry this woman for me, meaning he makes him a Shliach, right, to go marry somebody. V'halach V'kadsha La'atzmo. And the Shliach goes and marries the girl herself. Or himself, rather. I mean, he takes a girl for himself. So Gemara says, Mishnah says, Mekudesh is L'sheni. That works. Now, it's not nice, and the Gemara will point that out in a second. But okay. Right, so he took that girl, and she said yes, and Mazel Tov. V'chein Omer L'isha Harei Mekudesh is L'ilah Achar Shloshim Yom. So too, if a guy says, marry me, and the Kiddushin will be Chal, Kiddushin will happen legally, right, in 30 days. U'ba Achar V'kidja B'soch Shloshim Yom. And someone else kind of jumps the gun and jumps in there 2 weeks in and says, will you marry me right now? So sure enough, Mekudesh is L'sheni. She's married to the second guy. Again, because the first guy's Kiddushin was not Chal yet. He said it was going to be Chal in 30 days. Basishol HaKohen Tochol L'Truma. Right, and sure enough, if she's marrying a Kohen, right, if the second guy's a Kohen, she can even eat Truma, that she's fully married, right, to the second guy. Me'achshav u'la'achar shloshim yom, right, if the guy says, no, marry me now and after 30 days, which we'll have to see exactly what that means. U'ba'achar v'kitchup sok shloshim yom, and then somebody jumps in the middle 2 weeks in and says, marry me. So then mekudeshes v'ena mekudeshes. Then it's a mekudeshes v'ena mekudeshes, right, that is already, right, is a, what does that even mean? So Rashi says, right, l'shneim de'asura l'shneim, Rashi's asur to both of them. Elam kein nasan echa get, la'adam acher asura, achit n'shneim get, right, meaning she either has to get a get from one of them, and then she can marry the other guy, or she has to get from both of them, and she can marry somebody else. Right, Bas Yisrael Kohen, or Bas Yisrael Le'Yisrael, L'Tokha B'Truma, and she's not allowed to eat Truma, right, in any situation whatsoever, because we're not sure, right, who exactly she's married to. Okay, says the Gemara, Ha'omer L'Chaveru Tzei V'Kaddish. Right, this person says, right, go and marry somebody for me. Tana within a Raisa. Masha Asa Asui Elishin Nag Bo Minag Ramos. Right, what he did, if the guy jumps in and jacks a woman for himself and takes a woman and marries her himself, right, the shliach does that, so then it's legally binding, right, they are married, but Minag Ramos, he scammed the system, right, he's a jerk, he's a scammer, right, he's kind of swindled the guy he was supposed to, you know, do the Kiddushin for. Right, Vitali done. And our Mishnah says, halach, and Vitan Didan as well. I mean, our Mishnah also kind of hints to that because it says halach, right? It says halach, right? Nami the Gatani halach peramos, meaning he went with kind of like this conniving type of plan. So the Gemara just asks now, based on a different Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says elsewhere. The Mishnah says later in our Masechta. No, it's earlier, I'm sorry, in Daf Nun, as we'll see in a second. Very interesting that the Mishnah of Shas actually gets it wrong over here, although maybe I'm just missing something that he's quoting earlier. But let's just see the question, and then I'll just point out. The Gemara just notices here, right, it says that, right, you say to your friend, right, go marry a woman for me. And it says over there, and here the Mishnah of Shas points to the Mem Chesem Beis, where this quote is not found, right, really it's found on Daf Nun. Right, the Katani Ha'omer L'Shlucho, right there it says to his shliach, right, that case over there, if you flip back, right, that's talking about if someone, right, if you send somebody to Mekadosh a woman in a certain place, right, and that it depends on how you phrase it, right, if you say you only want to get married in one place, or you say just, oh, by the way, she happens to be in another place, okay, if you remember, but either way, the language they used was shlucho, right, so why does it say here, chavero, and there it says shlucho? So Gemara says, hacha rebusa kamash malan v'hasam rebusa kamash malan, right, both places are trying to teach some sort of chiddush. We're trying to include something else that you're teaching us. Hazcha rebuso kamash malan. What are we teaching me over here? Right, the itan is shlucho. Because if we would have said homer the shlucho, havamina, you might have thought shlucho hu dehavir amai. Right, it's only the shliach, right, that is going to be a guy who's scamming, a scammer, or who's kind of like pulling the wool over this guy's eyes, because what happened to Samkhadayte, right? Because the guy made a mishleach, right? He relied on him, right? Sovar avad lishlichuzi, and we figured, right, when we have a chazaka, shliach oza shlichuzo, then normally, right, shliach is going to do what he's sent to do, right? So in that case, it's, you know, it's, he acted inappropriately. Aval chaveru, but if you just tell to your friend, which implies, oh yeah, you just mention, oh, by the way, I would like to know, if you don't mind, you happen to be going over there, right, do me a favor, right? In that case, we didn't make him a shliach mamish, right? The losam chadayte, he's not really legitimately relying on him 100%. So imalola havi ramai, maybe that's not considered to be inappropriate. Okay, so hasam, and what about the mission over there? Rabuza kamashalom, what a chiddush are they telling me? Di tana haomer lachaveiro, if it would have said, you said to your friend, marry me, right, go find this girl in some other area. It's only chavero. It's only if it's some a guy like your friend, meaning the guy who's not really necessarily a shliach. That again, if you remember the Mishnah, we said if he is mikdash in some other place, right? It's ain mikdash. Well, maybe it's only in the case of a chavero, or a guy who's not your shliach, right? The sovereign lo tarach, because we're going to assume that the guy's not going to be torach. He's not going to bother to look anywhere else. You told her she's in Teaneck. She happens to be in Staten Island, in Connecticut, or whatever it is. The guy's not going to just drive around looking for this woman. And that's why it's not a good kiddushin. But if you made somebody a shliach, the tarach, and you assume that the shliach is osa shlichuzo, he's going to go and kind of figure out and make sure to find the woman. So maybe what we would say is, if you remember from that gemara over there, that the guy's just trying to tell him where the woman is going to be found. And therefore, he's happy to get married wherever it is. So therefore, Kamash Malan, that no, it's not true. That even if you make him a shliach, right, in that specific scenario, if you phrase it in that way, right, then you can only get her married in, what did we say, Teaneck? I forget already the example. Okay, fine. Gemara tells a couple of stories now. Rav and Chasida Azul L'Kedushe Le Itza Lebrei. Rav and Chasida want to marry... or get a woman, like Freudian slip, not Freudian slip, but just a slip of what's about to happen. He went to go and find a wife and get a wife for his son, and sure enough, Kid Shalanashe, he ended up marrying her himself. Like Mara says, what do you mean? Vatanya Mesh also yell Nahag Bo Minhag Ramos. What are you talking about? This guy's name is Ravin Chasida, right? He's clearly pretty from Chasida, right? A Chasid. Right? How in the world could he? We said that's not a nice thing to do. It's a terrible thing to do. How could he have done this? So when it says Lo Yava Nihale, they didn't agree. Right, she didn't agree to marry his son. Right, so okay, once his son was out of the picture, so he stepped in and said, "Well, how about me?" And she was okay with that. So Gemara says, "What do you mean? Iboile li duye? Well, that's still not nice. Right, why didn't you tell him?" Right, the guy, you can imagine, he comes back from the trip, knocks on the door, says, "Maltav, I'm a chassan." Right, like, can you imagine? Right, if it, you know, Rashi says, "Mahutzi asmo." Right, Mimina Gramos, right? Take it out of that. Make it less awkward. At least tell him before you go do that. So Savar, you might have thought that Adhaki Vahaki, right, says while he was going to do that, also in a Shachrina Makadishla, he was nervous someone else would come be Makadishir, so he just took the opportunity, right, and did it himself. Okay. Rabbi Barbara, similar story. Rabbi Barbara Chana, Yoav Lezuze La Rav, and Ar Zavna Nihale Lahai Ara. Right, Rabbi Barbara Chana gave some money to Rav and said, go buy this land for me. Also, Zabin al Nafshe, sure enough, Rav went and bought the piece of land for himself. Right? What do you mean, Rav? Great Amora. How could he do this, right? That's not an appropriate thing to do. Skamar says, no. What happened was, Baga da Alime Havale. It was in a place where people were very strong. People were very powerful people. And the Rav Nagi Be'kavod, the Rav Barbar Chana, the Nagi Be'kavod. And these people would be Mechaved Rav. Rav apparently had an in with them, right? He could relate to them. They were okay with Rav, but they weren't so down with Rav Barbar Chana. So therefore, right, Rav just jumped in because Rav Barbar Chana wasn't going to be able to buy the land anyway. See, but later he do you against the same question. Why didn't he tell him? So, but also in his shachrin of his oven, like he didn't tell him because he didn't have time to, right? He was nervous someone else would have jumped in, right, and grabbed the property. Rav Gidal habo mahapich b'hi ara. Right, Rav Gidal doesn't mean mahapich, doesn't mean he was uprooting, but it means he was kind of haggling. He was trying to figure out whether you could buy a piece of property. And also Rabbi Abba Zavnan, Rabbi Abba jumped in, right, and bought it first, right? Negotiating with somebody for, I don't know, Lahavdil $11,500, right? For if you play fantasy football, you're negotiating for some guy's player, and someone, sure enough, he turns around and trades it to somebody else. So same thing. It was that's the only thing I can think of. I don't know why, but that's so. You know, a guy's trying to make a business deal, and someone else swoops in and grabs it. So also Rav Gidol and Kavli the Rav Zera, and also Rav Zera, but Kavli the Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So he went and went to complain. Right, so ended up by Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and Amarle he said, "Hamte Nachiyala, it's Lena Lerego." Right, let's wait. Until who bought the Rabbi Abba, right? Who kind of snagged this land before Rav Gidol? Wait till he shows up on the regel. Now, originally when I read this Gemara, I thought it meant, oh yeah, because everybody's Ola Regel, right? By the Ola Regel, everybody comes to Yerushalayim, so we'll meet him then. So then I realized, wait, this is Talmud Bavli, right? And they're in Golus, right? And there is no Ola Regel. No one's going to Yerushalayim. There's no Beis Hamikdash. So if you look at, so what in the world does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, right? It says Kishid Dorshin B'Halachos HaRegel Hayim Mekablam Pnei Rav, right? There's a halacha of Mekablam Pnei Rabo B'Regel, that people come to see the Rebbe on the Chag, right? There's big drashas, right? There's speeches, right? Divrei Torah, etc. So we assume that Rabbi Abba is going to come to hear the Shir, and all the Rebbeim are going to be there. So we'll confront him, right? We'll schmooze with him at that point. So Kisalik, so Ashkechei, so sure enough, right? He came and they met him, and Amar Lein, they said to him, Ani Mahapik Becharara. This is a sugya that is found in a couple of places for sure. I don't remember off the top of my head where, but Ani Mahapik Becharara means that if a poor person is trying to find a piece of, you know, cookie or cake or whatever it is, right? A poor person's trying to grab some type of food. And someone else grabs it from him. So my, what's the din? So I'm like, Nikur Rasha, that's a Rasha. What do you mean? What are you doing? This guy's trying to scrape together a couple of pennies and you steal his parnasa, steal his food he's trying to get. So then he said to him, aha, right, Velamar, my time of it. Okay, so why'd you do that? So meaning Rav Gidol. Well, again, as you might imagine, right, he didn't know. He didn't realize there was more than one person bidding, right, on the property. So Hashtanami Nisabi Nihalimar. So he said, okay, great. So you know what, so why don't you just give him or sell him the property? So Amalai Zruni Lo Mazdvinala. Right, I don't want to sell it to him because the Arakamaisa he will sum the milsa. Right, because it's my first purchase, right? Can you imagine, right? The first car, the first house you ever buy, right? It's my first purchase, and it's not a good simon, it's not a good mazel, right, to sell the first thing that you buy. But I'm happy to give it to him as a gift. Problem is, this is something called Sonei Matanos Yichya. I pause again in Mishlei that people who hate gifts, right, they shouldn't rely on gifts. There's a whole shmooze why that is true, but the pasuk does say Sonei Matanos Yichya, someone who hates gifts will live. So sure enough, Rav Gidol and Nachislei, the clear son of Matanos Yichya. Right, Rav Gidol didn't want to get it as a gift, and Rabbi Abba lo Nachislei mishum demabech ba Rabbi Gidol, and Rabbi Abba didn't want it because it seemed like he had kind of stolen this property from Rav Gidol. So sure enough, lo mar Nachislei lo mar Nachislei, right, umiskara ara de Rabbanon. So neither of them ended up taking the property, and it turned out to be like the land of the Rabbanon, meaning anybody could use it. Right, Baruch Hashem, it just reminds me of a lot of tzaddikim in Am Yisrael, and a lot of the people down south, right, are kind of displaced, or life is crazy for them. So a lot of them are coming up I guess up, not up north necessarily, but farther north than where they live, right? There are a lot of families in the neighborhood are coming to Har Nof. So a friend of mine just lent out, right, his apartment to a family down from Tivot, which is also near the Gaza border. So yeah, there are also stories about, like, you know, random apartments that are available, right, just for people that to kind of like camp down for a while. So that's what this was, right? This was the place where, you know, Rabbanon would use it, right, whenever they needed, right, because it wasn't used by either one, right? It belonged to, I guess, Rabbi Abba, but no one was using it, so it was just used by the Rabbanon whenever it was necessary. Okay. Said the Mishnah, V'chein ha'omer le'isha hiskad shili. Again, this is already the case where he said, marry me after 30 days. Someone kind of jumps in there 15 days later, right? And so she's married to the second guy. So Gemara says, lo ba'achar v'kishu b'sof shlosh ne'mahu. Okay, what happened if nobody came? Right, let's say the guy says, marry me after 30 days, right? And nobody shows up, right? So does that work? Right, what do we do, right, with that situation? So Rabbi Shmuel, damar t'avayim mikudeshes. Right, sure, it works, sure enough. Avalpishin is achlu maos, right? Even though the money's gone, right? Even though the money has been used, right? Let's say he gave her solid sum of money. She went and burned it all, or invested it all, or whatever it is. So even if the money's gone, right, the kiddushin, right, is fine. My time. Oh, why is that? Meaning that they're married. Hani zuzi lo milva damu v'lo pikadon damu, because the money that she got is not a milva. Meaning, because what's the problem with the kiddushin? Right, the money that she got, it's not a loan, which we said is problematic. Right, it's not a pikadon. Right, a pikadon, the i.e. that belongs to him. The pikadon lo damu pikadon brishus the demaraka masakli. But it's not a pikadon, because if it's a pikadon is something that I give you to watch. Let's say you take my laptop and keep it in your house for a while. So that's pikadon, right? So, but that's if that's that belongs to me the entire time. So if it becomes like a misakli, like literally means consumed, but like if it's used, right? If it disappears, right? Normally a pikadon, right? If whatever reason something would happen to that laptop, it's not a good example because it doesn't really depreciate. But if I give him, you know, some fruit and that depreciates, right, while it's in the possession of the guy I gave it to, so that's my problem. Right? It's my pikadon, it's my item, and it happened to have gotten ruined or lost or consumed, right, while it's in someone else's house, but it belonged to me. But here, the money is hers. Right, the money was she possessed it. She owned it. It was her money. So therefore, right, it's not like a pikadon. The milva nami lo dami. It's not a loan either, because milva lo tzanid. And hani b'toras kiddushin avinale nihale. Right, that money, right, milva, as we said before, a loan is meant to be used, right, to be taken, to be spent out. And this was given, right, for a loan is given to her as a gift, right, for a kiddushin. Alone you have to pay back, but a kiddushin, right, there wasn't an issue that she had to pay back, etc. Therefore it's the original, right, the matana, right, it was a gift, it was given to her for kiddushin, therefore, right, it's fine. Okay, fine. Lo ba'achar v'kitcha, v'chazra ba'mahu. What happened now, right, again, nobody came in between these 30 days. Guy says, marry me after 30 days, right, here's a kiddushin, right, this is going to go into effect after 30 days. And then she says no problem, and then she takes it back. And this is what we're going to spend most of the daf on. For most of the rest of the daf on. Mahu, what's the din? Can she retract her initial acceptance of the kiddushin? Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Chozeres. Rabbi Shlakish, Omar Eino Chozeres. Rabbi Yochanan says yes. And Rabbi Shlakish, I skipped a little bit. I'm just kind of like telling you what it says. Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Chozeres, Asi Dibur, Mevatal Dibur. Rabbi Shlakish, Omar Eino Chozeres, Lo Asi Dibur, Mevatal Dibur. That Rabbi Yochanan says is something called Asi Dibur, Mevatal Dibur. That speech can nullify speech. And Reish Lakish says, no, it's not true. That speech cannot nullify. Speech cannot uproot speech, right? Even though they're the same, right? Just because you said something later on doesn't nullify and cancel what you said previously. So now we're going to have a bunch of back and forth, and we're actually going to clarify Reish Lakish's opinion and a bunch of kashas on either statement. It's Esuei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks, Akasha from Reish Lakish, from Mishnah, in Trumos. This we've discussed before, that by Shlichos, if you remember, we discussed that a person can make a Shliach, right, to take Truma for him. So what happens if Bitel, right, if the guy is Mevatel the Shliach, right, guy sends this guy out to the field, says, take Truma Smeisers for me, and then, you know what, he's Mevatel. He's just changed his mind, I don't want that guy taking, I don't like the way he takes, I don't like the way he walks, I don't like the way he smells, whatever. So Achela Taram Bitel, I don't know. Right? If he canceled the shlichus, right, before he took the truma, so fine. So then the truma that he takes is not truma. And the Gemara just points out, that's what do you mean? That all of that is speech, right? You tell someone to go take truma, then you say, I don't want him to be my shlich anymore. That's just speech, right? Because dibur vatal dibur. That's speech is canceling speech. As Reish Lakish says, shining nisias mos that isha. Why is that different? Why is giving money to a woman, right, you give money to a woman, she accepts, and then she says, not really. Why? D'chi maisa damu. Now, this is important because that's similar, right, to doing a maisa, to doing an action. V'lo asi dibur mevatal maisa. And a dibur, right, is not going to be a speech. Just speech alone is not going to be able to uproot an action. An action is much more concrete. So it seems like Reish Lakish, right, is actually agreeing to Rabbi Yochanan, the lo asi dibur mevatal dibur, that asi dibur mevatal dibur, but Reish Lakish is going to hold the lo asi dibur mevatal maisa, meaning that really when Reish Lakish said lo asi dibur mevatal dibur, he meant lo asi dibur mevatal dibur when there's a maisa or it's similar, right, to a maisa. But he would be in maskim in a scenario where it's just words, like the case of a shliach by truma, right? Reish Lakish would be masking that osi dibur umuvatel dibur. Okay. Fine. Good. Now, again, anechanami, just to clarify, right, just because the woman is doing a dibur to accept the kiddushin, but there's still, that's like adding on to the speech. Meaning, yes, she says yes, and that's all speech, but then she accepts the money. Right, so that's already much more than just saying yes, right? She says, I do. And then she accepts something, right? So it's much more similar to a maisa as opposed to just a shliach situation where you tell the guy to take truma and then you tell the guy don't take truma, right? That's just speech entirely without an action attached to it. Israel has a kasha against Rish Lakish. Hashleach get liishto vehigiyash bashleach. Hashleach get liishto. Guy sends a get to his wife with a shliach. Vehigiyah bashleach. And then he comes and he meets the shliach. He overtakes the shliach before he gives it. Oh, sheshalach acharav shliach. Or he sent another shliach to tell him not to give it. And Amar lo, he said to him, get shenazadicha batal hu. And he says, the get that I gave you is batal. Hariz a batal. It's batal. So he cancels it. Hanasinas get liad shliach. Tachinasias manus liad ishadamu. One second, right? If you're combining speech and a maisa, well, so you have a speech making the guy a shliach, and you gave the get, right, to the shliach, that's like saying harei mekudesh shli and giving money to the woman. And apparently you can send a shliach afterwards and say, oh, by the way, you're not my shliach anymore, and that will cancel it. So that seems to prove Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish says, hasam nami, kol kamad ala matagid liyada dibur v'dibruhu. Well, he says, no, because there we didn't get to a point where he gave the get to the woman. Right, so at the point where he hasn't given the get to the woman, right, that's still just dibur, right? And obviously we can spend all day, right, analyzing exactly all these different cases. What, this is dibur, that is dibur, this is a maisa, that's not a maisa. Okay, well, obviously we're going to keep to the dafyomi type limud, right? But in that case, is Rish Lakish, no, the comparable maisa would be giving the woman the get, and that's similar to giving the woman the money, right, for kiddushin. And therefore, right, since it's just a milim, just words, right? I'll see dibur and vatal dibur. Okay. Rish Lakish lo Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish goes back at Rabbi Yochanan. He says the following. Right, what about this mishnah in Kalim? Kol HaKalim yordim lidei tumasim b'machshava. Kalim become able to be mekabel tuma through machshava. Now, what that means is basically that that for a kli to be mekabel tuma, it has to be finished. And for if you're a potter and you're making a bowl, right, with the clay and mud and whatever, that's probably a bad example because it's not all that mekabel tuma. Let's say you're making a metal utensil, a metal cup, yeah? So that's only going to be mekabel tuma once it's able to be a kli, right? Once it's good, once it's finished. But the Mishnah says, now what it means is, yordin l'di tumas b'machshava, that if you decide that the kli is finished, right? Initially, you're making a kiddush cup, yeah? And you're going to make all these designs and this fancy top. And in the middle, right, the point where you have a cup, you have a workable cup, it's a usable cup, it's not finished, but then you decide, you know what, I'm finished with it. So that's good enough, right, to make it able to be mekabel tuma. So that's what yordin l'di tumas b'machshava, that it's able, right? You decide that whatever you're working on is done, so that is done. Even though theoretically there's more to do, right? If it's a functional kli, so then it is mekabel tuma. The only way you get rid of tuma, meaning that, again, something that is mekabel tuma, right, and you want to break it and or do something to get rid of the tuma, so then you have to do some sort of maisa. And if you do some sort of maisa, right, that you all of a sudden you decide that, you know, the kli is not finished, and you're going to start doing some other thing, you know, some other action to the kli, that will, right, undo, right, the what's called the tuma, because again, that's then that shows that the kli was not yet finished, right, and therefore it wasn't mekabel tuma. So the Gemara says very clearly, right, maisa motzi mi that maisa motzi miyad maisa miyad machshava. Right, a maisa to kind of get rid of the tuma, a maisa is what is going to create, the get rid of the tuma and create the ability. Or remove the ability, rather, for it to be mekabel tuma. Machshava ein motzi lo miyad maisa v'lo miyad machshava. But a machshava does not do that, right? A thought does not do that. So vishlama miyad maisa mafka t'lo asidim v'batal maisa. I understand why machshava, just a thought, a decision to do more to this kli, right, does not get rid of the action of finishing the kli, because a dibur does not v'batal maisa. Ela miyad machshava miyad tepak. But apparently, right, again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, right, you would have thought that if you were just finished the kli with machshava, you should be able to unfinish the kli with machshava. But that's not true. So that meaning that's not true over here. We see you need to do a maisa. So come Rabbi Yochanan said back to him, "Shani machshava de tuma dechi maisa dami." So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Yeah, by tuma, right, the rules are different. Why? Because a machshava is like a maisa. Right, a thought is like a maisa. As we said before, you can finish a kli with a machshava. That's like doing a maisa. That is the same halacha, or same halachic weight to turn it into a maisa. And therefore, right, it's not considered to be just dibur. It's considered to be a maisa itself." Look at the Rav Papa. Look, the Rav Papa. I mean, this is like Rav Papa. The Rav Papa compared or made a stira between the following psukim. Not really a stira between the following psukim. The pasuk says "ksiv ki yitain." Now that pasuk says that basically when you put water, if you look at Rashi, right, I'll just read it as the Torah is, as we, the Gemara has it right here, ki yitain, it really says yutan, but yeah, I understand that, but you'll see in a second, ki yitain mayim alzera, v'nafal midivlof sama lov tamehu lechem. The concept we've discussed before, right, is that fruit is not, let's say fruit or produce or whatever, is not hooked to the kabbalatuma, is not able to be kabbalatuma until water or one of the seven liquids falls upon it. So the Gemara says, right, ksiv ki yitain. That pasuk is written yud tuf nun, right, as if you ki yitain, as if you will put liquid, right, on the food. Ukarinan, but when a Balkori reads it, and like I didn't read it a second ago, we say ki yutan, which is past tense, as opposed to yitain is future tense. Ki yutan, right, is past tense, meaning that if any food had contact with water, right, then it would be mekabel tuma. Hakik, that has that word. Ki yutan dumi, ki yutan dumi ki yitain, or maybe the other way around. Either way, I mean, it has to be similar, right? Ma yitain denichale, right? Af yutan denichale, right? Just like in when the pasuk would have said ki yitain, if you put liquid on something, that obviously means that you want it. So too, if you wanted the liquid to that did fall on your produce, if that's good for you, so then it's going to be mekabel tuma, even if you didn't actually put the water on top of it. So that's your desire. That's your thought. That's your machshava. That's going to be machshir something, right, to be mekabel tuma. That's like a maisa, right? That's already your machshava by tuma is, right, different than other things, right? Because ki yutan, right, even if liquid came into contact with your produce and you were happy with that, right, that alone, right, will make it enough to be mekabel tuma. Now, Rav Zvid masnei la shmeitza aha. Now, Rav Zvid taught this whole back and forth, this machlokes Rav Yochanan Rish Lagish, right, on the following Mishnah, and we're going to have a similar back and forth, where we're going to end up with a different kind of ending, a different maskana, right? It's a Mishnah late in the Masechta, towards the end of the Masechta. Mishnah says like this: V'chein hi she'nasna rishus l'shulcha l'kacha, v'al kohi v'kitcha z'atzma. A woman makes a shliach to be mekabel kiddushin for her, and then she goes, right, on her own, right, similar to our case, she goes and takes kiddushin from somebody else. Again, without the shliach, right? Im shalach kadmu, if she was first, then kiddushin kiddushin. So then that she's married to that guy. Im shlucha kadmu, ain't kiddushin kiddushin. And the shliach was first, right? Chronologically, right? Whoever got there first, right? It's a race. Whoever got there first, that's the one she's married to. Lo kiddushatzma. Let's say she didn't go accept kiddushin from anybody else, but v'chazraba, but she took it back. I mean, she didn't want the shliach to be mekadesh for her. So, ma'o, what's the din? So, Rav Yochanan Amar Chozeres, Rish Lakish Omer, Eino Chozeres. Right? Again, Machlokas, Rav Yochanan, Rish Lakish. Again, as you might imagine, right? Rav Yochanan says she can take it back, and Rish Lakish says she can not take it back. Rav Yochanan Amar Chozeres, because that's the divum, ma'atel dibur. Rav Yochanan says that speech can get rid of speech, and therefore she made him a shliach, and she can cancel him for a shliach. Rish Lakish Amar, Eino Chozeres, right? Lo asi dibur. Umavato dibur, right, again, that doesn't work. Rish Lakish doesn't like that. Esra Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, again, we did a lot of this before. Bitel, the guy wanted to make a shliach for chuma, then he canceled them. Im ashalatara bitel in chuma su chuma. If the guy, he canceled them before the guy took his chuma, then the chuma is not chuma. So apparently, you see, you can cancel, right? There is dibur matal dibur. So Amar Rava, Rava said, "How come my skin and kiosha cut them by the vayis v'tarim as kirio?" A little bit different, as we answered before. Right? The case in chuma and maishas is that the guy went ahead and then took his own chuma right before the shliach got there. Oh, da'havitle maisa. That's a maisa. So he didn't cancel the shliach with speech. Right, he went ahead and took his own truma. Right, so that was a maisa. So that for sure will be mevatel, right, his appointment of the shliach. Esver Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish has a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Kol hakem yodin leidit tumasim machshava. Again, we had this before. Veinolam mitumasan alavishin demaisa. All the kalim, right, can become mekabel tuma through machshava, through thought, through dibor, equivalent of dibor, right? But they don't become taller unless you have a maisa. Maisa motzi miad maisa, miad machshava. Machshava inu motzi miad lo miad maisa, velo miad machshava. Apparently, an action is what gets rid of an action or a thought, but machshava does not work, right, to get something out of a maisa or a thought. Meaning, machshava does not work to get this thing out of tuma. Bishlam miad maisa lo mafka. I understand why machshava does not get rid of a maisa lo asidim mevatal maisa, because a dibor cannot be moved. A maisa. Ela miyad machshava miyad tibak. But why can't a machshava cancel out a machshava. Since a machshava can't do that, right? If a machshava made something mekabel toma, a machshava cannot uproot that. So apparently, we don't see, right, that dibur mevatel dibur. So amrleish and a machshava toma, right? Dechi ma'isa dami, right? Again, Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing, right? That a machshava by toma is different. It's considered to be a ma'isa. Kidra papa is like another papa. The rafapa rami ksiv kiyutan and ksiv kiyitain and kriyan kiyutan haketzan kiyutan dami kiyitain ma'itain denichalei afyutan nami denichalei. Right, that back and forth that we just had right a moment ago. Right, a guy sends a get to his wife. Again, we had this also. The guy gets to the shliach before he gives the get, or he sent another shliach after him and told him to cancel it. It's canceled. So that works to cancel it. So the Gemara here, right, says, Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. Right, this is Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. What did we say before? One second. Now I'm blanking. Hold on. Did we not mention this before? I can't find it right now. All right, I don't want to waste too much time. Either way, the Gemara says, I really thought we had that. I can't find it in the Gemara. Oh yeah, okay, fine, it's at the bottom of New Testament Aleph. Right, we tried to compare it, and the Nesinas get to that Shliach, and right before, and Reish Lakish had said, no, the a comparable case is when you give, not the get to the Shliach, the comparable case is when you give the get to the woman. So here, right, we the Gemara answers and says Tiyuv to Reish Lakish Tiyuv that is actually a cancel, it's against Reish Lakish, he can't answer that. Because Akavasi the Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan in our right in version of back and forth. So here it doesn't work. Meaning, why can't Reish Lakish give that answer? Right, that really it's not comparable, meaning that the maisa, right, of giving the get to the shliach is not the maisa you have to compare it to. It's the maisa of giving the shliach to the woman. Right, in that case, in that scenario, right, that would be the maisa. Again, if you remember, Reish Lakish said it's a machshava and it's a dibur and a maisa. This doesn't work because again, because both scenarios, right, there's no maisa. Right, in both scenarios, in this case, in our scenario over here, right, because what are we basing on? We're talking about, again, Rizvid's whole understanding of the whole back and forth is by a woman who was right, made a shliach, and then she went in and one-upped him, right? Or, and meaning there's no, you can't say there's no maisa here at all. I mean, it's the question is whether the woman, right, again, is able to cancel her own shliach. She made a shliach, she jumps in front of him, right? Can she take it back? Right, can she take back the shlichus that she originally said? So there's no way to add on a maisa to that, right? There's nothing going on, right? There is no maisa, right? Whether she made a shlich or not is all dibur. So you can't say that Reish Lakish means you have a maisa and a dibur over here. Because everything is all dibur. So then the Gemara says tiyuv de Reish Lakish tiyuv. So that cancels is shita, and then the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Bafilu b'kamaisa, and even in the first case, right, when we're talking about the kiddushin that's chal after 30 days, right, va'afagav the ikal ameimar shining nesias mazli adisha the kamaisa dami. Again, the answer we gave before, right, that it's different when you give right, the money to the woman because that's like a maisa. Filu hachi dibur mevatel dibur. Even so, right, we paskan like Rabbi Yochanan and dibur is mevatel dibur. So the Gemara says, one second, kasha hilchusa hilchusa. One second, I give a kasha. One second, sorry. Yeah, we have a kasha hilchusa hilchusa. Amar to hilchusa k'Rabbi Yochanan, v'kamelan halacha k'Rav Nachman. Meaning that yes, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan that asi dibur and vatal dibur. But we've also said elsewhere that halacha is like Rav Nachman, and that seems to be against that. The boy lehu because the following shaila, the ma'ushi yachzor v'garishbo. Right, the shaila is right, the case is where a husband gives a shliach and says the get that I'm giving you right is batal. Can he then use that get? Right, to be Megarish, his wife, let's say he changes his mind again, right, and then wants to use that specific get, right? We know a get has to be the Shema, right? A guest has to be hers, right? If you bevatel the get, Right? Does that work? So Rav Nachman Amar Chozer Megarishbo, that he can use that get. Rav Sheshes Amar Eino Chozer Megarishbo. Mekayim Alana Kavasi to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that he can go and use that get again, even though Rav Sheshes says no. Right? And then we paskin like Rav Nachman. Right? The problem is the guy just canceled the get. Right? So how could you tell me, right, Dibur Mvatal Dibur, if in the case over here we're saying that he can use that get again, right? If Dibur Mvatal Dibur, then the Dibur that he used to cancel the get, right, would make the get batal, and you wouldn't be able to use it again. Here, Nachman is saying that you can use that get, i.e., the second when he canceled that get with his speech, with his Dibur the second time, it wasn't legit, and Dibur is not. And Mevatel Dibur. So the Gemara says, Nihin Mevatel Mitar Shliach. No, because he didn't. It wasn't Mevatel the get, right? He's Mevatel the Shliach. Right? Mitar is get lo batle, right? He was just saying that I don't want you to be the Shliach to give the get to my wife. But he wasn't getting rid of the get. So therefore, that's totally fine. That's not, doesn't weigh in whatsoever on our case. Okay, we're going to stop here by the two dots. And we'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where, when you are listening to this. And Besoros Tobos for all of Am Yisrael.